Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley. It's Clint Sterner and the show.
Yes, it is. Clint Sterner in the building. Tyler Milner producing this. And I am Ron the Show. And finally, Tony Busby breaks his silence. The attorney for the 22 women who have filed lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. He and everybody within this case has been quiet for a bit, but Tony Busby broke his silence with an early morning Instagram post. And there was a lot there where he discussed them, you know, not wanting to play this out in the media, which I don't know, they kind of have. But I think the big thing that jumped out to me, Clint, was when he said within this, as I've said, there will not be a settlement, at least anytime soon. I have my best people on the case. That should tell you a lot about our intentions. Lawsuits are a lot of work in the trenches, and I have 17, my best 17 lawyers that are under my supervision on it. So he's saying there's not a settlement, but he said anytime soon, which isn't new news, but an update to say this is still where we are in the case.
Yeah, look, I think the fact that he said we made it clear early on that we wouldn't try these cases in the press, and now we're doing the important work required for our clients to try these cases to a jury. That's a pretty bold statement considering what Busby's actually done to this point through Instagram and through the media. But nonetheless, the silence that has been, obviously doesn't appear to be moving us any closer or moving them any closer to a settlement, which brings me to the question of man, I don't know. I've heard a lot of talk about this, obviously. I don't know how much longer Deshaun Watson can afford what's going on. I mean, how long can he afford to pay for a trial, all the expenses that come along with it, and once training camp starts in, I don't know, I think we're under 6 weeks now. Once training camp starts, eat fines as well.
Yeah, if he's not on the exempt list, he's just eating fines and getting fined and not just paying for a trial and a trial come about. He's still paying for Rusty Harden's services on a daily basis right now. And that is adding up to a big point where I think Tony Busby knows that and understands timing and understands how close training camp is to where – he's going to have to make a decision on, am I ready to really go the long haul with this in terms of how much it's going to cost me?
Well, I think that's Tony Busby's next play, right? Ultimately, look, it's a civil, they're civil lawsuits, so that they're designed to get paid. I mean, to settle for a certain dollar amount for a financial gain, and so ultimately that's the purpose. And so you got to believe that Tony Busby's, you know, he tried the, the media pressure, the common theme approach, common pattern approach, I'm sorry, and it didn't work. Deshaun Watson is still standing firm, standing pat.
It didn't work in terms of him settling.
In terms of him settling, right? But now it's like the next step is you can apply pressure by waiting on the date when the fines start racking up if Deshaun Watson does hold out.
Because you would think the reason why Deshaun and his camp haven't gone to the space of, all right, let's just settle, is because, as he said in his very, very first post, Deshaun, I'm looking to clear my name. And that would be one of the major reasons you would think they haven't caved in and said, all right, we'll just settle.
Yep.
This is just going to make that more difficult to actually say at some point, man, I'm not going to be able to afford this. Because he hadn't gotten his huge money from his contract yet, but only God knows how much Rusty Harden costs on a daily basis.
Well, he's
in the combined with 20, like these are 22 different cases that are going to be 22 different
right.
trials that he's got to pay for.
Well, he's got some of the money from the new
signing bonus.
But I mean, when you look at it, if this ends up being conduct detrimental and the team voids the contract, which obviously that's more than likely not going to happen, but from Deshaun Watson's perspective, you don't want to start spending money you ain't got or spending money that you got to pay back. I mean, this is one of those where for Tony Busby, like there's going to be, and it's not necessarily going to be applied by him. It's just going to be applied. The pressure is going to be applied by waiting for the date to come.
Yeah, but he knew the timing, though. He's smart. He knew the time.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's all a money play, right? It's all a play where you go, okay, he's paying, you know, we're going to draw this out as long as we can so that he has to continue to pay the attorney fees. Okay, in this instance where you draw it out as long as you possibly can, there's attorney fees, and then all of a sudden there's potentially going to be fines because he's not going to report to training camp. Can he financially withstand that kind of pressure, or does he collapse, settle, get back on the field sooner rather than later, allow the decisions to be made sooner rather than later? You look at what Deshaun Watson's made. He's made $14 million over 4 years. is what he's earned.
Salary, yep.
Football dollars. And boy, you start paying taxes, you start paying, you start paying agent fees, you start, you know, paying for a house, big house, you start driving Lamborghinis and Ferraris and Porsches around the city and up and down the coast. Man, I'm at a point now where you go, man, when you get to, when training camp pops in less than 6 weeks, I don't know that Deshaun is going to be able to financially support holding out and employing Rusty Harden with 22 cases. Those are hours. Those numbers have to be astronomical. They have to be bigger than any of us could ever imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, I've paid.
This is an everyday thing.
Well, there's 22 of them.
It's cases,
all day
and then,
every day.
And then it's Harden every day. And he is one of the best lawyers in the country, which would make him probably one of the most expensive lawyers in the country.
Well, I'm just thinking, I've been a part of a case, not of this nature, but I've been part of a case before. And, like, simple paperwork that is legitimately, I mean, it just has to be done. There's no change. Every case is the same of how these motions are set forth. And a lot of it is the paperwork just has to be filed. And that just racks up minutes on top of minutes on top of hours on top of hours, and you get the invoice and you go, what am I paying for? We haven't had two conversations in the last 3 weeks on the phone that lasted more than a minute, and I'm paying for 10 hours of work. What happened? And it's a pretty penny at 10 hours of work.
Wasn't Rusty Harden.
It wasn't Rusty Harden. There wasn't 22 of them.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, good gosh, it's one of the things where. The Texans start levying some fines on top of Rusty Harden's fees. I just wonder how long Deshaun Watson can hang on to the rope.
And this is why as we're talking here, Tony Busby, the attorney for the 22 plaintiffs, broke his silence and saying there's no settlement anytime soon from their end between his clients and Deshaun Watson. But that's why the commissioner's exempt list is pretty important. When we start to look at it from that angle for Deshaun Watson, because if he is placed on the commissioner's exempt list, then he's not going to be fined and he will still be paid the money that he would normally, because the thought is if he's not put on that and he's still sticking to the guns of I'm not playing for the Texans, he's holding out and missing that salary. If he's put on the commissioner's exempt list, there's no holdout fines to him, and he gets his salary. So that is a big key for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that would be big. I mean, that would be almost a life raft for Deshaun Watson, I would think. Financially,
to make the decision to try to keep going. If clearing his name is everything behind this, which I would suspect that's why he hasn't just said, then this is a life raft into that, because maybe he can say, all right, I can still pay these legal financially with the legal stuff, but the combination of two, taking money from me and paying legally, I don't know if I can do them both. Maybe he's able to try to continue to work with the legal process.
Yeah, look, I would imagine that he's got access to the finances, right? I mean, there's a guy like that can find the money, but boy, you talk about just an absolute game changer if he's on the commissioner's exempt list. He's still collecting a salary, which would be the biggest yearly salary that he's ever made. I mean, he would make 10.5 next year. That's a bigger. I mean, hell, like I said, he made $14 million over a 4 year, his first 4 years of his contract. So that would be a huge advantage, not advantage, but it'd be a huge, life raft. Financial life raft for Deshaun Watson to continue to fight this thing, I would think, is if he goes on a commissioner's exempt list. There's two scenarios, right? Commissioner's exempt list, the Texans have to pay him. They can't find him. He just sits in the shadows and waits till all this works itself out, and then the NFL decides on the discipline and what they're going to do moving forward. That would be best case for Deshaun Watson. The best case for the Texans is Deshaun Watson holds out. They find him. And they recoup a bunch of that salary. I mean that cap space. It's interesting, man. I just don't know how long he's gonna be able to hold on.
Yeah, yeah. You start to think about the money is the money aspect of it. It does make it tough from the text line. That's why people in the media and others told everyone he should settle, but y'all were adamant against it. I'm adamant against it. I told you repeatedly. For me, I'm adamant against. If I'm him and I didn't do any of this. Like, yeah, you can call me stupid, but me clearing my name of saying someone said that I basically raped them, me clearing my name is of importance and more importance than this part. That was the part of why I said.
Well, I'll be clear to the texture. I wasn't adamant about anything. I just simply told you what I believe Deshaun was going to do. It ain't about me and what I would or wouldn't do. I'm just telling you based off of following the case and hearing what Deshaun Watson's attorneys have said. And following this thing, I just believe there's no settlement in sight. And I believe that from the jump. I'm not saying it's a good idea, good thing, bad thing. I'm not saying he's innocent or he's guilty. I have no idea. So to be loud and clear, I'm not saying that he should or shouldn't do anything. I'm just basically evaluating the situation.
All right. Clint Sterner in the show with you. Remember your chance to win $1,000 twice today, 345 and 445. And listen, maybe it's just time that we just say uncle to Dusty Baker, because he obviously, whatever he does, turns into gold and a potential critical injury for the Houston Texans. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
I guess we're going to have to just say uncle to Dusty Baker. It just seems like maybe the Astros can just roll out whatever lineup they want to roll out. Yesterday, he moved Chaz McCormick to the two spot after they had to put Alex Bregman on the IL, of which now I owe you four drinks over. And Chaz, he went 0-for-5 last night. He wasn't great in that spot. But it didn't matter. As I said yesterday, watch them. They'll probably score 10 runs, and they promptly scored 10 runs. They won 10-2 yesterday, kicked it off early and often, 3-run homer by Michael Brantley in the first, and they just went on from there. I mean, it really just doesn't matter. However they put it together, whatever they want to do, whatever they throw out there, they're just going to score runs.
It doesn't matter. Two nights ago, it was two. You got Chaz and Chazzy Fizz and Miles Straw. You got those two guys.
You don't even like calling him that.
I hate it.
Stop doing it.
They're at the plate raking. Yesterday, Toro, I think we got a 2-run RBI pretty early in the game.
Yeah. He had a single there. He drove in Alvarez and Carlos.
I mean, it doesn't matter who he runs out there. Those guys contribute. And you and I come in here consistently and bitch and moan about the lineup and who's batting where, and they consistently go out there and put up more runs than anybody else in the game. So, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how they – hell, yesterday, what we say yesterday, there was two guys in the whole lineup in the same position. You had Altuve was leading off, and Miles Straw was batting in the 8-hole. That was the only two similarities from the night before.
Yeah.
And they go out there and throw up 10.
Yeah, just it didn't matter. People are inspired. It looked like Toro, he was inspired. And now he gets two hits yesterday, and I'm sure that sends Dusty to, hey, yeah, it's time to put Abe in every day.
Toro in the 2-hole. That's got a little ring to it.
You know what? And I'm done.
2-hole Toro.
You're right. I'm done. I am done complaining. I'm not. You're right. I was going to say, bitch and moan, is that strong? You know what? No, I'm done. I don't care. Because you're right. Toro will probably lead off tonight or something.
Hold on, he
gives a rip. He will. He'll probably leave. I'm done. Now I've got my hands up. I've thrown the white flag up. I did yesterday. I just threw my hands at the TV set, and I said, hey, yo, with it, Dusty. You just throw names up there. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You read my face?
Switch anybody. 10 damn runs right off the bat. And this isn't a bad team they're facing. Tony Gwynn Jr. said yesterday, use the Odyssey app to listen to that on the podcast page. He was with us at 3:35 yesterday. He says the best team in the American League. They're four best pitchers. Doesn't matter who's missing. No Bregman, no Tucker. They're just putting them up. And I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Although, Miles Straw, you don't believe in yet.
Sure, I don't.
You're still not there yet with Miles Straw.
Again, we're talking about plugging a guy into the 8-hole of this lineup. It's really the first spot in this lineup when everybody's healthy that you can even question, right? And so I hear the numbers. I see the numbers.
Blistering text message from you last night in the middle of Miles Straw's at bat.
I don't see how anybody, because I get peppered on social media about it. Like, how do you watch that and have any confidence in that at bat? Like, I don't care what the numbers say.
That has something to do. I mean, you got a little bit. I mean, he's hitting almost 280 outside of that 0-for-4 he went last night. But before yesterday's game, he was hitting.
Well, that, I mean, look, I'm not saying bench the guy. I'm simply saying I just don't – like, I watch him at the plate, and I have zero confidence that he's the answer in center field or the answer in that position. I know the numbers will tell you over the last 46 games he's done well, but I just – how somebody can get on social media or get on that text line and argue Miles Straw's stats, if you watch the game – there is no chance you have confidence in what my man's doing at the plate.
Do you feel that way, Tyler? No chance that you got no confidence?
I have, literally, I'm not exaggerating.
I mean,
zero.
In
you think it's an out. You think it's an out?
No, it's not. What? Yeah.
Like, you've, I mean, if you got no confidence.
I think he has no confidence in what he's doing and looks lost at the plate a lot of the time.
Like,
and it's crazy to me to watch that guy and then hear the numbers over the last 47 games. And for people to just act, oh, if the last 47 games he's done this and that. Okay, I get that. But are you watching what I'm watching?
Because the way
am I seeing it differently?
The way Clint says it, it sounds like Shaq at the free throw line. I'm surprised when it goes in. Like, I'm more.
Oh, there's no question. I'm surprised when it's.
All right.
Yes.
But it's not like, oh, you know, that was happening. When Chaz gets a hit.
Oh, Chaz up there. He's up there hacking away now.
It's not a shocker. But when he does, it's like, oh, Ben Simmons made a free throw.
Yes. It's very.
See,
very,
I'm at. Really?
I think what you're describing is kind of how I felt the last several years with Kellen Mond. Like, when he would do something good, it was like, oh, all right. Didn't expect that, but okay.
A damn shame what you do to that poor kid.
Which one?
Kellen Mond. He just does nothing but win. This is not Miles Straw. Kellen Mond didn't have that. I think that's an unfair comparison to Kellen Mond.
It might be.
It is very unfair. It's just but I think though for Clint, and I don't know if Clint's ready to admit it, but I think this is the same thing with Tyler with Kellen Mond. I think it is first impressions. It is the early impressions. And it is hard to shake that.
Fair.
And that's how I'm coming to the table admitting that with Miles Straw. I can't get off of the early visual of him and his at bats and him in center field defensively and all that. And really the base pass, that's still current. He still screws up on the base pass. But that's where that's for me where at least I'll live. I won't speak for you. I'm living in a space where it is hard for me to shake the Miles Straw that I remember, and that's
for me. It's not. I'm not even considering the outfield blunders. I'm not even considering the base running. The fact that the speed's not what I was told it was at 4 flat 40, and it's not applied consistently. All of that to the side.
That 40 time gets to you.
Every time I turn the TV on and I watch the Astros. And, yeah, I'm being critical about the 8-hole hitter because it's the first hitter that we can literally be critical about. Everybody else is too damn good, right? But I'm sitting there and I'm going, I mean, at least twice a game, at least two of the at-bats, I'm like, what? I mean, he doesn't even look like he has confidence in what he's doing.
Yes. I don't know. He seems, I feel like Shaq at the line. I don't feel like that or like, wow, he made it. He made it. I do. I clap it up. I don't feel the same way when Brantley gets a hit or Altuve hits a home run. Now, the home run, I was like, whoa. I didn't know Miles had that. And Miles is really feeling it. With a home run, I felt that way. But, you know, when he gets his little singles, see, now I'm doing it. I'm so mean to him. I really am. I am.
You were mean to Reddick. I don't think you're mean to Straw. I think when he gets his little singles, I think that's right.
Is that right?
And Reddick did not deserve it.
I was not mean to Reddick. I just
Reddick just did. He deserved better. He deserved more respect. I don't know that Miles Straw hadn't done
this little single. See, that's I'm taking a shot, and I'm not even doing it on purpose. It's just comes.
Hold on,
Joe. This single's.
I just got to know. Like, and we don't have to compare him to anybody else. But when you're sitting at home watching the game, drinking your cold Coors Light, and Miles Straw's come to the plate, do you think, man, this dude's batting 280 something since in the last 46 at bats? Or do
when
you
watch him?
Do you go, man, I hope he makes good contact? Or if there's a runner on third and no outs, you're like, man, can he hit a pop-up and get this guy to the house?
You know what Miles Straw is? He's the guy when he comes up that if I have an empty beer or close to one, I get up and go get my next one.
There you have it.
Because I'm not expecting much.
He's a refrigerator guy.
No.
He's an ice cooler guy.
Yeah, but he's never going to stop being that. Yeah, he is a I've got to use the restroom guy.
Yeah.
I disagree. Let's give a quick, like Chaz quick is not that way. Chaz is not that way for me.
Oh, like, I'll give Lauren a bath during Chaz at bats.
You want to bathe my wife?
What? My daughter.
Oh, your daughter.
My daughter's name is Lauren too.
Oh, I got you.
That's an important clarification.
That's very important.
I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you that I want to watch Chaz bat more than I want to watch Alvarez bat. But you'll
hang in.
Oh, no question.
Really?
Oh no, Chaz is. I mean, hell, he's hitting a damn home run and won every 12 at bats. What do you mean? Yeah. I want to watch him. And after he played, after winning the couple of catches he made in the damn field last night. We can talk about some defense now, too, if you want to.
I still hit the restroom after Kyle Tucker, when the lineup is normal.
Right.
After Kyle Tucker, his at-bat is completed, I will hit the restroom.
That's
I
fair.
I will give my daughter that's, a bath.
That's
not
fair.
Your wife, Lauren.
That's fair.
My daughter, Lauren, I'll give her a bath.
But if you've got to sit down and watch one of the two hit, who are you watching? Straw or Chaz?
Well, you know, the home run, the chance of the home run is a better thing to see. So I'll mess with Chaz.
See, he's missing my point here.
I'm talking about.
Go up there with a plan and have confidence in what the hell you're doing. Chaz sells that to me, and Straw Dog doesn't. I don't want to be. I don't want to be hateful to Straw Dog.
I'm so mean to him. His little single. I didn't even. And I, Miles, I apologize. Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. It's just in me. It really is.
Hold on, so.
Not like you though. Ben Simmons at the line. He's not that bad. 280 over 40 some games. Not that bad. Good God. All right, an important – well, didn't seem to be an important injury, but until you heard from a former Houston Texan, this injury may feel a little bit more concerning. We'll let you hear that coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, Clint, I was listening on the Odyssey app, which is a morning routine for me while I'm cooking breakfast, and I heard the breaking news sounder, and I had to tell my son and my daughter, Lauren, not your wife, Lauren, my daughter, Lauren, shh, I need to hear it, heard the breaking news.
Yeah, that ain't going to fly. That ain't going to fly with my Lauren, just for the record.
Yeah, to tell her to shh.
You might have better luck than me, but go ahead.
Probably not, but Sean came about and said, Marcus Cannon is having minor knee surgery that went smoothly, and he should be on track to return for training camp. And I thought, like, okay, minor knee surgery, all right, back on track for training camp. That's good. I know when you guys went out there, he was one that didn't practice, that wasn't out there when you guys were out there. But when I heard them, like, minor, that's fine. Until Wade Smith, who was on the show in place for Seth today, until he spoke about a similar situation that he had with knee surgery, just like Marcus Cannon.
Yeah, I've had knee scopes before and had a knee scope for my last season here with the Texans in 2013. I injured my knee early in training camp, and then so I got the scope, and it took every day of rehab to get myself ready to play. And this gives me a little bit of concern because I remember how I felt. We're about the same age. Like, I was the same age at that time that he is now.
Yeah.
And it's giving me a little bit of concern of how he's going to be going forward, because when you get a scope and then you have to do the rehab, and you're not going to come back 100% by the time the live bullets start flying.
All right, that was Wade. So then when I heard that, I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe this is a little bit more. Because I know you have said that you think, boy, they want to run the best five linemen they have out there. And you believe Marcus Cannon is one of the best five linemen they have out there. Yeah. And it'd be nice to have him on one side, Tunzel on one side, and then be able to kick Titus Howard on the left guard spot. When I hear that, it feels like at the start of the season, there's a wonder if that could be in jeopardy, or at least Marcus Cannon not be the Marcus Cannon at 100%.
Yeah, look, I think it's we'd be speculating again. I mean, we're 6 weeks out of training camp. I mean, we're a couple of 3 months out of away from the season. So I would be surprised if this impacted him come training camp, and definitely come season time. But it does, to me, it does bring up some concern, right? I mean, I do think it's a concern that we probably haven't discussed enough with the Texans on two different fronts. I think if you look at the O-line, the offensive line is going to be something that is one of probably very few strong points for this football team. And if this staff, if this new coaching staff is going to commit to moving former first-round pick, right tackle Titus Howard, if they're going to commit to moving him to guard, you would like to feel good about Marcus Cannon's health. You would like to feel good. You'd like to feel better than hadn't played in a couple of years and is now having a knee scope and could possibly miss a little bit of time.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. That's a key. He also opted out last year, so he didn't play last year. He opted out due to COVID. But it's interesting because they got a lot of guys like that. Guys that either didn't play last year or have injury concerns that they've brought in that they, I think, expect to play a big role. And this is something interesting. Is this going to be an issue moving forward this year, where a lot of guys that they potentially depend on have had injury history as recent as last year? Is that going to be a problem where they have guys in and out of the lineup?
Yeah, look, I think that's the second layer of this, right? The first one is of the O-line. The second one is just roster-wide. I mean, you've seen some tremendous turnover in this locker room since Nick Caserio became the GM, and he's put an emphasis on signing veteran players, guys with 4 to 8 years experience in the league that are available. And most of those guys, not most of them, but a good chunk of those guys are available because they're coming off of some kind of injury that's kept them out the last year or portions of the last several years. And this just brings to light the possibility of this entire roster being extremely fragile. Look at the offensive line. You got Marcus Cannon, you got Lane Taylor, you got Justin Britt, all coming off of injuries. And I think there's another one in that mix somewhere that's coming off of an injury in the offensive line. I can't think of who it is off the top of my head. But then you look in the backfield with Phillip Lindsay. He's coming off injury. Yes. Look at Randall Cobb at the wide receiver position. He's coming off of an injury from last year. You look at Christian Kirk on the defensive side of the football, the linebacker that's coming off of injury from last year. I mean, you've got a lot of that veteran player, 5 to 8 years, that's coming off of injury that, boy, if they stay healthy, you got something. But, boy, if all of a sudden knee scopes become ACLs, MCLs become knee issues or back issues or, you know, man, all of a sudden you've got that oldest roster in the NFL becomes a major problem. Instead of being veteran heavy with experience and professional players that know how to be, pros, all of a sudden you got a bunch of guys that are beat up and can't play. So I think this injury and this surgery, I guess, not really an injury, a knee scope for Marcus Cannon, I mean, it just brings to light some of the issues that could pop up for the Texans this year.
No, I mean, and when you say oldest roster, that's the part. We got to the oldest roster part of it, but we did also remember, all right, with this roster, there are guys that are carrying injury history along with the oldest roster. It's one thing, like, I mean, we got older guys. You know, you might have Tom Brady. You might have some Sue. But this is, hey, we got Christian Kirksey, who was hurt last year. Hey, we got Philip Lindsay, who was hurt last year. And he's not one of the real older ones. But it's just a lot of the guys they brought in also brings in baggage with injury concerns or guys that haven't played in more than a year. So that enhances. Are you a believer in once you start to have injury problems at a certain age, that becomes an issue for you?
No, I tell you, I'm a firm believer in guys don't take care of their damn body, right? And so injuries compound, right? There's in the NFL, there's a lot of guys that neglect. Or back when I played, maybe it's not the case now. Maybe the game has changed. I doubt it very seriously. I would think this is still pretty common. You and we all do it when we're young. We think we're 10 feet tall and bulletproof, and we out of ignorance a lot of the times, not out of neglect, but out of ignorance a lot of the times, you think you're healthy, and so you think you can play, and so you think you don't need the rehab or the prehab or the weight room or the nutrition, and you just move on. Next thing you know, you're getting another injury. You're weak somewhere else. And so I think a lot of guys, when it comes to injuries and recurring injuries, Father Time is an absolute monster, and it's a physical sport, no doubt about it. But I would attribute a good chunk of the injury-prone players that we see, I would attribute it a lot to guys not taking care of their body. You know, guys can't get out of the trainer room because they're not getting enough sleep, because they're not hydrating, because they're in the streets too much, because they're not rehabbing, they're missing. You know, you're not taking care of your body. All of a sudden, the workload of the NFL takes a serious toll. It takes a serious toll on guys anyway. But if you're not taking care of your body the way that you should, you have no chance to withstand the torture, ultimately, that your body goes through throughout a football season. You have no chance whatsoever. And so when you compound that with not taking care of your body to the 10th degree, sure, you're going to have injuries. I've very rarely have I encountered a guy that
just injury prone.
That was just my man Anthony Lucas, my receiver in college. Like, he was the hardest working dude, never drank a lick of alcohol, stayed out of the streets. I mean, it was weight room, just practice every day, training room every day. I mean, never missed anything, was the ideal athlete. And because of some structural issues with his feet, he had some badass knees that just ended up pushing him out of the game in the NFL. And that guy, that's one of the only guys that ever been around, was like, this dude's going to stay injured just because of the way he's built. Like, you can't help it. I've come across, for every one Anthony Lucas I come across 10 dudes that you're like, yeah, no wonder you keep pulling that hamstring, because you ain't taking care of your body. No wonder that hamstring turned into a back issue or turned into a knee issue. Yeah, you're not taking care of your body. There's 10 of those for every one guy like Anthony Lucas.
So, yeah. So that is something. That's a really good point, something to keep an eye on, not just for the present time right now with the offensive line and the decisions they want to make, but just he is one of several players they have on this team that fit the profile of guy who hadn't played a whole lot lately. Your quarterback is this way. The starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, a guy who hadn't played a lot lately, a guy who's had injuries, who missed most of the season last year with an injury, the year before that had an injury, that you can see just changing complete plans. Like, this is – because if this were to happen in the season, you see yourself, oh, here comes Max Sharping has to get back in it. Somebody else has to get back in it. So it's one thing to keep an eye on. Clint Sterner and the show here with you on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And we are so happy and proud to be blessed to be joined by a Houston icon. Mattress Mac is joining the show. So you just made the show a lot better right now, having you on here. And I know you had some big news that you dropped yesterday, and I just would like for you to talk to our listeners and let them know exactly what went about yesterday.
First of all, Clinton Show, thanks for having me on. severe blood shortage at MD Anderson, one of my favorite hospitals in the world. They do a great job, have been doing a great job since the 1960s when they took care of my teammate at the University of Texas football team, Freddie Steinmark. So they have a severe blood shortage, so we're going to have a big blood drive at Gallery Furniture next Thursday, encouraging all the listeners to come out and donate blood. It is a severe shortage of blood at MD Anderson for the patients who have leukemia and other assorted diseases down there. So we're trying to get as much blood as possible because they've never had a crisis, from what I'm told by the blood people at Anderson, this bad. So we need to come out and donate blood, get a free T-shirt, and feel good about helping fellow Houstonians that have leukemia and other certainly diseases that could be fatal if they don't get the blood.
Mac, I don't know how you have the energy, man. All the good things that you do consistently for the state of Texas and the city of Houston, man, it's unbelievable. Give us a little more detail of Thursday, you said, at your stores. What's the times? Where are we at? Give us that one more time.
Sure, Clint. As next Thursday at Gallery Furniture North Freeway, the time will be from 10 to 4 in the afternoon. Just come on by and roll up your sleeve. They'll take the blood from you and then give you some treats to get that blood back going again. And it's fast, easy, it's convenient, and it's certainly life-saving for the people that are down in MD Anderson Hospital right now because they have a severe blood shortage. So it'll be next Thursday, which is June 24th, 10 to 3 at Gallery Furniture, main store here on the North Freeway.
All right, you heard that. That's Mattress Mac, Gallery Furniture, North Freeway, that's between that's 10 to 4 coming up on Thursday. Make sure you help. Are you enjoying watching these Astros? They are rolling hot right now. No offense. Their offense is seemingly to score runs every single night. You enjoying watching these guys?
Absolutely am. One of the highlights today is watching those Astros. They're kicking ass and taking names. Hopefully it'll continue as they have these three more games with the White Sox, but certainly a bright spot in the Houston sports scene right now. We'll look better for our beloved Texans and Rockets to get better as well.
Mac, you got any big bets out there right now? I know you're a betting man, and you're always on the damn national news now. Let's break some news today. You got any big bets out there right now?
I'm itching to bet, Clint. I tried to bet $500,000 last week on my boy Djokovic to beat Nadal at +250, but I couldn't wire the money to the casino fast enough, so I missed out on that bet. So it would have been a winner. So I'm trying to get something going here.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep my phone on. Just let me know when that next winner comes through, Bob.
I will. I'll let you know. Great right. Talking to you guys. Big blood drive next Thursday, Gallery Furniture.
Thank you. That's a Houston icon, right? That's fair, right? Houston icon.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Legend.
Remember, as he said, this Thursday coming up, June 24th, between 10 and 4 on Thursday, Gallery Furniture, North Freeway, the blood drive. What in the – I tried to wire $500,000 on the French Open final.
What a problem to have, right?
And I couldn't – what are we doing?
It couldn't happen. Dang it.
500.
Missed that 500.
I mean, there were two things. There are a lot of things that I was jealous of listening to. There are two things that stuck out. I got to use that line more, kicking ass and taking names. That's just a fantastic
fair enough
line.
Agreed.
Right there. And he said it just so easy. That doesn't come easy. Just kicking ass and taking names.
We got to get that in
that'll
promo.
That'll be a drop. There's got to be. Pull that one.
And then I tried to – $500,000 on the French Open men's final.
I couldn't
get it in.
I want to know where my man gets the energy. Seriously.
Yeah, he's.
I'm gonna put a picture of him in my closet or something. Because there's a couple of days a week when I get up and I'm moping around and I'm a little bit, you know, I'm a little down. Sure. I don't have the energy that I want. You know.
Got to dig down.
I'm gonna post me a picture of Mattress Mac somewhere and be like, if my man right here can rock and roll with, he only had four phones ringing in the background right there when we were talking. Yeah. And he's clearly
he's probably busy making.
Yeah, so
$500,000.
Yeah,
ain't nothing. When you make furniture as good as that.
Wait till you see my man in person. Wait till you see my.
His commercials.
We were doing radio outside the World Series before COVID hit, which, God, I can't wait to get back to them days and we can get out amongst the people. But He come across there and did a, I don't know, probably 5 minutes with us. My man is on a mission. There ain't no, when you're around him for 2 or 3 minutes, you realize, now I know why he could bet $500,000.
Mm-hmm. And if you're with him, you just got to jump on the train.
You're with him, you're helping him make money some way or something. Yeah, there ain't no small talk.
It feels like if you work for him, if you're just in his life in some form or fashion, some sort of relative.
If you're in his life and you ain't his wife, your ass is helping him make money.
And she probably better jump on it too. Like jump on the train of just staying with him because he seems like he is on the move. Six phones ringing.
It's like right there. Like, he got tired of the small talk.
I do. I got to do something.
Remember, come on over here. Come on over here, Galloway Furniture. For 2 to 4, 10 to 4.
Good talking to you.
He didn't wait for the cue from you guys.
I ain't got time for this small talk crap, man. I told y'all 5 minutes and I'm out. Yeah. No, it's – but nonetheless, man, hell, make millions and millions every day because my man keeps giving back to the city of Houston, to giving back to the people. I probably should know this considering we just had him on, but I would be interested to know the figure of what the total that he's donated, raised, given back. I'd like to know a dollar amount of what that is at this point in his life.
Yeah. He's
a big number.
Definitely the man. Make sure you remember, June 24th, this upcoming Thursday, between 10 and 4, as he just said, Gallery Furniture North Freeway, Blood Drive, trying to help those in need, specifically, as he talked about, leukemia patients. So make sure, if you can, go out and support that. All right, Tony Busby, the attorney for the 22 women who have lawsuits out on Deshaun Watson. We haven't heard from him in a long time. He finally breaks his silence and specifically says something that could push Deshaun Watson to have to make a move. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.